Proclamation number 7460 dated the November 21st, 1959. Satan's work as an angel of light, Fatima. During the last days, Satan will fight by any means so that souls will commit themselves to him and go astray. And his trick is to involve them in error, to let them believe that they're on the right path, and yet to entangle their paths such that they do not notice that they will lead into the abyss, because they do not really desire to take the path of ascent. People are satisfied with being told that the path is ascending. Single quote, but they do not pay attention to it themselves, or they would certainly notice that it is descending. And he uses many means for deception, all divert from the truth. All are but a tangle of fraud, yet so well camouflaged that a person has to be attentive as not to be taken in by him. And he deems the mother of Jesus to be the best means, which he first puts into the forefront of people so that they, due to their veneration and glorification, forget their real purpose of earthly life, to attain the bond with Jesus Christ himself, which is the only guarantee for the person's salvation of soul. Thus people carry out an apparently righteous act of love for the Mother of Jesus, but Satan's intended result is less love for the Divine Redeemer himself, who more or less takes second place. But a lifetime on earth is too short to take detours in order to reach the goal. And people who do not take refuge with Jesus every hour of the day take long diversions. The contact with him is so extremely important that it cannot be established often enough, and for this reason alone every glorification of the Mother of God means a deviation from the actual objective of life to establish this very contact, on which a person's salvation of soul depends. And thus it is this bond which God's adversary tries to prevent by all means, and he succeeds best by turning people's thoughts towards Mary. He is able to do so through unusual apparitions initiated by himself, but he makes himself visible in the guise of an angel of light to people who are particularly suited to perceive psychic phenomena. Through these apparitions he predicts forthcoming events to people, which he indeed knows will happen, and thus he creates an impression of credibility, even though it is a strategy of disguise in order to cause even greater confusion. He will always wrap himself in the cloak of mystery, always making claims about concealed things, always prohibiting public disclosure, because then his fraudulence could be revealed. He will only ever provide veiled information because he lacks precise knowledge, but in bright moments even he occasionally recognizes the seriousness of the times when he himself will also be dealt with. But he cannot stop himself from demanding honor and fame, and does this through the mouth of those camouflaged beings of light by demanding the building of churches and altars where homage should be paid to him, because he himself hides behind such apparitions. And the most obvious indication of an anti-spirit rests in the fact that people are demanded to pay homage before the world to those in whose garment darkness keeps itself imperceptible. A heavenly being of light will only ever draw people's attention to Jesus Christ and mention his act of salvation. A true being of light will not demand any formalities, no buildings of churches and altars, but encourage people to shape themselves through love into a temple for God, nor will it make concealed suggestions but proclaim what all people should be told, that the end is near and that people should change themselves. A true being of light will not persuade people to perform formal prayers for hours either, but motivate them to establish a living bond with Jesus Christ, where only in forever salvation is to be found. You humans need not take such events seriously, for they are events which were embellished by people, They happened in a primitive manner and were only later presented as unusual experiences. A good basis for this was prepared, because the Mother of God worship was already too deeply ingrained in people, and even minor events caused feverish activity in them and created the foundation to believe in ever more improbable things. But they were by no means divinely spiritual apparitions which were to reinforce people's faith in worshipping the Mother of God, for it is not her will to distinguish herself from her Son Jesus Christ. Instead, she will only ever call attention to him and his act of salvation, if ever she will make an appearance. For the human being's goal is the unification with God in Jesus Christ, which should be aspired to every hour and every day, and this is the true and only path which should be walked on earth. Amen.